and theories and perversions on the marriage question, then what are we going to do? Are we going to solve it with Romans 14? Do you see my point? If we're going to solve it that way, you're going to have to let all these other things in and a thousand more, and the church will be, as someone said, a veritable ark full of both clean and unclean beasts. It will just be full of everything. And brethren, Romans 14 won't solve the marriage question because Christ has a doctrine on this. And so if we try to solve it with Romans 14, we just give up the purity of the church, throw the floodgates open, everything in the world will come in.